And we get things underway here in the second hour by heading to the telephone line and welcoming back to the program our friend, photographer, former sportscaster extraordinaire, the lovely and talented Gerard Montour. Jerry, good afternoon.
Hello, my friend. Just one crucial request before we get going.
Yes.
Please speak slowly and clearly to me, because I, for the first time in a very long time, watched a baseball game, until about 1:30 in the morning last night.
I feel your pain, my friend. I was right there with you till the bitter end. And I don't know, sometime around the seventh inning, I began looking at the clock and thinking, hey, I don't know. But I hung in there. I'm glad I did, even though it hurts a little bit right now.
It does hurt a little bit. It does. And I'm taking a cue from our feckless leader in Washington and the White House and considering filing a lawsuit. I understand that even threatening to file lawsuits is a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm considering suing both the Red Sox and Alex Cora for exacerbating my what I thought was a benign peptic ulcer. Now the ulcer has flared up, thanks to them. Thanks very much, Alex, for bringing in Craig Kimbrell in the eighth inning.
Can you even say the name? I'm reaching the point where I can't say the name Kimbrell without gritting my teeth.
Okay, you know, it's from one sportscaster to another. What the hell's going on with this guy?
Oh my God!
What is his problem now? All of a sudden, he thinks the left-hand batter's box is part of the strike zone.
I don't know. I don't understand what's wrong with a lot of these relievers. Situational baseball. You come in and throw strikes. You got a three-run lead in the eighth inning. Put the ball over the plate. I think that's a good start.
Yeah. It's just, I tell you, it's driving me crazy. And things are weird now. It's now all of a sudden, middle relievers for the Red Sox are getting the job done, and Kimbrell's not. So I don't know what to expect anymore. But I also want to ask you about where that game ranks as far as you're concerned. You and I have been around sports for a million years now. Where does that game rank in terms of drama? All things considered, Rich, it's the ALCS on the road. Where does that game rank as far as you're concerned?
Boy, I think I'd have to put it up in the top three or four, certainly. I mean, you know, it can't exceed game four back in 04 when they rallied from the 3-0 deficit and the Dave Roberts stolen base.
I know it's not a happy ending, but what about 03? Like, that was dramatic as dramatic gets.
Oh, yeah. But it's up there, because there were so many moments last night that you thought, this is the one I'll remember from this game. The Jackie Bradley Jr. homer, which by the ninth inning was almost forgotten.
Yep.
No, I'm beginning in the very first inning.
Yeah, the Mookie catch.
Yeah, which I agree with Ron Darling. I think he would have caught the ball, but you know, from the first to the ninth inning, it was incredible. You didn't want to tear. I couldn't not watch that game. And by the way, I now have this thing called Hulu at my house.
Oh yes,
so I can actually watch games. How about me?
You are right into the 21st century here.
Stepping into the new millennium, that's me.
It's crazy. Well, so does it matter tonight if it's David Price and anybody else they can find in the bullpen? I look at this one as a freebie tonight.
Yeah, I do too. I can't imagine. Look, all right, let me just back up and tell you how the year has gone for me Red Sox-wise. First of all, I lost a big bet. I thought for sure, I was convinced, I was 100% sure that the Red Sox would come in second to the Yankees, and the Yankees would win the American League East by 10 games. Okay, that's number one. And then when they played the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs, I was also 100% convinced that the Yankees would sweep them. And then in the second round of the playoffs, I was 100% convinced that the Astros would sweep the Red Sox. So now I don't know what the hell to expect. I honestly don't. I cannot predict this anything anymore. I'm useless.
Well, I think that goes back to the fact that you were just talking about the closers not being effective, the middle relievers getting the important outs, Jackie Bradley Jr. hitting a grand slam every game. We're in the upside down, dude.
We really are. This is a bizarro world, you know? So tonight, anything can happen, of course. Let's pull out all the cliches, but I do believe that the Astros are going to win this game. It's not going to be. It's probably not going to be close. You know, David Price will probably go 2.5 innings, and you know, the bullpen's spent. So let's just think about Game 6.
Well, that's it right there. And frankly, I hope for my health, I hope it's over early because I'd like to go to bed at a reasonable hour tonight.
Yeah, no kidding, pal. No kidding.
Man, oh man.
But this has just been phenomenal. And speaking of phenomenal things, the catch that Benny made at the end of the game.
Oh.
Did you hear what happened to Castiglione? He actually fell out of his chair.
I did hear that. I heard the audio. Ben and Sandy, what a great guy. And then all of a sudden, never it's got to step in. Joe's, I fell out of my chair. It was incredible.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Now, speaking of fantastic, did you stay up late the other night for the Patriots' big win?
Well, here's another thing. Is this what's seriously wrong with me, Rich? There were times on Sunday when I was convinced that both the Red Sox and the Pats would lose. I mean, there were serious moments there where I wouldn't have been at all surprised
No.
if they'd lost. And I hung in there and with both games, and it was just another fantastic night.
Tom Brady, 107 years old, but he doesn't seem to show it, and now that they've got Josh Gordon, Edelman's back, who's in their way? Who's going to beat them?
Right, right. Well, they may have a tough test with Chicago on Sunday. I think the Bears are a little underrated. I don't know if they have enough offense to get this game to win this game, but defensively they might just do something. Plus, this is there are letdown games. There are games like this that happen on the schedule all the time, and this might be one of them, so they got to be careful.
Are you caught up in the Celtics at all here in the early season?
Not just yet. I got a guy that works in the building here is convinced they're going to win 63 games this year.
Wow.
And if they stay healthy, that's a possibility. So, you know what? As soon as the baseball season's over, I'll start concentrating on the Celts. That is, if they're doing well, because I'm a fair-weather Celtics fan.
We're talking with Jerry Montu here on Downtown. So, baseball, I know that the TBS crew has taken some criticism from people. For your money, who are some of the best baseball broadcasters out there?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I've been watching and listening to Brian Anderson, and I really like the guy. I don't know what you think, but I really like the guy. I never really paid attention to him before, but he's got knowledge, and he overcomes what Ron Darling brings to the table, which is not much, and the most monotonous delivery I've heard in a very long time. I like Brian Anderson.
Yeah, I think he's pretty solid. Yeah, but did you hear last night, at least two times, if not three, Ron Darling called him Mookie Wilson?
Out
of all the names you could dredge up.
I know. I did notice that. Well, you know, he works for the Mets during the regular season, so we're going to cut him some slack. And he only went to Yale, so, I mean, what do you want?
Well, that's true. I was down at Yale for a football game a few weeks ago. I can tell you this. They did not put much of their endowment into the football program.
No.
They
have not done that.
The Yale Bowl is, my God, it's like it's 1914 still.
Yeah. Bring back Carm Koza.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, hey, who's your favorite out of all the guys on this Red Sox team? Is it Mookie? Is it Benny? Who do you love?
Oh, God, that's such a good question. I'm a huge Jackie Bradley fan. And you know what? When the kid is hot like he is right now, I just love to watch this guy. And think about the fact that Red Sox outfield showed the world what they're capable of, especially last night. You know, Mookie's throw in the eighth inning to get Kemp, Benny's catch at the end of the game. Jackie wasn't even a part of the equation defensively. But I just love this kid when he hits. So I look forward to watching him hit the ball now. Watching him back. I'm a big fan of Jackie Bradley.
I'll tell you another guy I love on this team, and I like the acquisition, but he's been even better than I thought, is Steve Pierce. That guy's just a professional hitter.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's tough, and he's got the game face. Did you notice that? He's got that major league scowl. He goes into the stand, right? Flips into the dugout. comes out of his hand. Not even a scratch.
No. And by the way, thanks to those Houston guys for helping him out.
Yeah, right.
Well, there was nobody in the dugout because they were all over spying on the Red Sox.
Nothing to see here. Didn't happen.
Threw it up.
So you think they maybe lose tonight? Do they wrap it up in six with Sale on the mound back in Fenway?
I sure hope so. You know, they're being kind of tight-lipped about just what kind of shape Sale's in right now. I guess we'll find out when he starts Game Six. But boy, I guess Cora said that Sale's actually lost weight.
He can't possibly lose weight.
Possible? What is he negative now?
Yeah, it's all in his head. You know, this is gamesmanship. I'm telling you, they're going to do the Paul Pierce in a wheelchair, rolling him out to the mound like James Brown, covered in a towel, give him seven strong.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't be at all surprised. But there's another guy that I just don't know what the hell is going on with him. You know, he used to throw 97, 98 on a regular basis when he had to, and now he's having the trouble hitting 93, 94. So I don't know what the deal is, but I first of all, I just can't imagine the Red Sox losing two games at home. So I feel pretty good about their chance.
Well, not when you've got the stopper still raring to go for a potential Game 7, the great Nathan Eovaldi.
There you go. Maybe the best acquisition, in-season acquisition of all this year. Maybe. We'll see.
Well, yeah, from what he's done so far. Well, Jerry, listen, you go get yourself some rest tonight. Hopefully this one will be over early, and we will not be up in the wee smalls commiserating on social media about how tired we are.
Thank you, Rich, and I'm going to call my lawyer as soon as I get off the air.
You've got a lock-solid case, no question about it.
Take care.
Thanks, Jerry.